thou quake and change thy colour, murder thy breath in the middle of a word, and then again begin and stop again, as if thou were distraught and mad with terror.
But I can counterfeit the deep tragedian, speak and look back and pry on every side, and tremble and start at wagging of a straw, intending deep suspicion. Ghastly looks are at my service like enforced smiles, and both are ready in their offices at any time to grace my stratagems. And what? Is Catesby gone?
He is. And see, he brings the mare along.
Not there! Ha! Look to the drawbridge there!
Mark the drum!
Catesby!
All of the world!
Not there! The reason we have sent...
Look back! Defend thee here, our enemies!
God and our innocence defend and guard us.
Be patient!
They are friends. Ratcliffe and Lovell.
Here is the head of that ignoble traitor. The dangerous and unsuspected Hastings.
So dear, I love the man, that I must weep. I took him for the plainest, harmless creature that breathes upon the earth a Christian. Made him my book, wherein my soul recorded the history of all her secret thoughts. So smooth he daubed his vice with show of virtue, that his apparent open guilt omitted, I mean, his conversation with Shaw's wife. He lived from all attainder of suspects.
Well, well, he was the covert, sheltered traitor. Would you imagine or almost believe, were it not that by great preservation we live to tell it, that the subtle traitor this day had plotted in the council house to murder me and my good lord of Gloucester?
Has he done so?
What?
Think you we are Turks or Inglesos? Or that we would, against the form of law, proceed thus rashly in the villain's death, but that the extreme peril of the case, the peace of England and our person's safety, enforced us to this execution?
Now, fair before you, he deserved his death, and your good graces both have well proceeded to warn false traitors from the like attempts.
I never looked for better at his hands after he once fell in with Mistress Shaw. Yet, had we not determined he should die until your lordship came to see his end, which now the loving haste of these our friends, something against our meanings, have prevented. Because, my lord, I would have had you hear the traitor speak and timorously confess the manner and the purpose of his treasons, that you might well have signified the same unto the citizens who haply may misconster us in him and wail his death.
But, my good lord, your gracious words shall serve as well as I have seen and heard him speak. And do not doubt, right noble princes both, but I'll acquaint our duteous citizens with all your just proceedings in this cause.
And to that end we wished your lordship here, to avoid the censures of the carping world.
Which, since you come too late of our intent, yet witness what you hear we did intend. And so, my good lord mayor, we bid farewell.
Go after, cousin Buckingham. The mayor towards Guildhall hides him in all posts. There, at your meet's advantage of the time, infer the bastardy of Edward's children. Tell them how Edward put to death a citizen, only for saying he would make his son heir to the crown, meaning indeed his house, which by the sign thereof was termed so. Moreover, urge his hateful luxury and bestial appetite in change of lust, which stretched unto their servants, daughters, wives, even where his raging eye or savage heart without control listed to make a prey. Nay, for a need, thus far come near my person. Tell them, when that my mother went with child of that insatiate Edward, noble York, my princely father, then had wars in France, and, by true computation of the time, found that the issue was not his begot, which well appeared in his lineaments, being nothing like the noble duke my father, yet touched despairingly, as 'twere far off. Because, my lord, you know my mother lives.
Doubt not, my lord. I'll play the orator as if the golden fee for which I plead were for myself. And so, my lord,
if you thrive well, bring them to Baynard Castle, where you shall find me well accompanied with reverend fathers and well-learned bishops.
I go, and toward 3 or 4 o'clock, look for the news at the Guildhall of Fords.
Go, Lovell, with all speed to Dr. Shaw. Go thou to Friar Fenker. Bid them both meet me within this hour at Baynard's Castle. Now will I go to take some privy order to draw the brats of Clarence out of sight. and to give notice that no manner person have any time recourse unto the princes.